we are again, together at Believers Academy. My name is Diana, and this series is Things Every Christian Should Know. Have you ever heard anyone refer to God as the Trinity? That's what we're going to study, so let's get started. The actual word Trinity does not appear in the Bible, but it has been adopted to mean that God is one, and at the same time, God is three separate persons who are in perfect unity. Let's take a look at the persons of the Trinity. The first person of the Trinity is God Almighty. He has several names in Hebrew that indicate he is the Supreme One, God. That's his position and his function. The Jewish people believe his name is so holy that it should not be spoken out loud, so they refer to him as Jehovah. God Almighty is the creator of all. He has no beginning and no end. That is, he is eternal. He has all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We say God is omniscient, all-knowing. He knows the end from the beginning and everything in between. He knows the deeds, thoughts, and motivations of every creature in his creation. God is omnipresent. That is, he has the ability to be everywhere at once. Nothing is hidden from him, not only on this planet, but in all creation. God Almighty is also omnipotent, all-powerful. He is the power of creation, and his power is superior. In fact, any power that any other creature has was given by God. The all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere-at-once God has allowed himself to become our Heavenly Father through the sacrifice of Jesus. Our belief that Jesus is Lord brings us into God's family. Now we, as believers, call God Father. The Greek word indicating the tender love God has for us is Abba. That is the term of endearment from a baby to his father. The second person in the Godhead is Jesus. He was with God Almighty during creation. He also has always existed and will always exist. His name is the Word because he embodies all that God is. On a certain day in our human history, a messenger of God spoke to a woman and asked if she would be the mother of the Son of God. Her name was Mary, and she agreed. God entered the earth as a man, God's son. That child was named Jesus, meaning Savior and Deliverer, and Emmanuel, meaning God with us. God the Word came to dwell with his creation, man, and removed the barrier of sin that separated God from man. Jesus was crucified, buried, and rose again victoriously to ascend to heaven and live forever with his Heavenly Father. The third member of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit. Other translations of the Bible refer to him as the Holy Ghost. The translators were trying to portray a part of God that accomplished the work of God. In Genesis 1, we are told that God Almighty said, "Let there be," and God the Holy Spirit made it happen. God the Holy Spirit was hovering over all creation, waiting for the command of God Almighty. In John chapters 14, 15, and 16, Jesus told his disciples that he was going back to the Heavenly Father. He said he would send a helper, who is the Holy Spirit. The Greek word for helper can be translated comforter, advocate, encourager, counselor, intercessor, and strengthener. He is our teacher and brings to our remembrance all things Jesus taught. He has everything, including all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that God Almighty has. The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Spirit came to live within people after Jesus ascended to heaven. The event is recorded in Acts chapter 2. Now, each time someone believes in Jesus as Lord, the Holy Spirit comes immediately to live in them, giving them access to God's wisdom and power. Ephesians 1:14 says that the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our salvation. In Hebrews 13:5, we are assured that the Holy Spirit will never leave us nor abandon us. He is with us forever. Even though God is three separate persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he is still one God. Our minds can't comprehend such perfect unity, harmony, and cohesiveness. Yet that's who God is. We are so grateful that God sent the Word, Jesus, to live with and redeem us. This relationship with God that we enjoy, being in his family, is the greatest gift we could ever receive. Then to have constant fellowship with God through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, it's really icing on the cake. We've completed the lesson on the Trinity. What's next? Write your understanding of the Trinity. List actions of God that show he is all-powerful. Read John 1, verses 1 through 5. Think and pray to get a clearer understanding of how Jesus could be God and man. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to next time when we will study more of the things every Christian should know. Remember, Jesus is Lord.